escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Your boy got a little heated, got a little antsy in my pantsy. I respect the approach that you are taking, which is, here's the situation, here's where the cap is, here's where all the, you're laying out all the details.
Yeah.
I really do. I'm past that approach on this specific thing. I'm logical, I'm reasonable on many of the different things that they're going to do this year. I am to the point where, no, this is not a, we're just going to sit here and have our big thoughts and our big ideas and we're going to sit and talk rationally. No. No, this is the worst trade in NFL history, and there is no way to separate Deshaun, the person, from that. Right? What I mean by that is there's no way to separate how you feel about any of this between the Browns and him, between him and the – like, there is no value in getting him out there in any specific way or holding on to him through the 2026 season. That's just where I'm at. Where are you at with it?
No, I mean, there's nothing else they really could do right now. That, like, it's not defending the Browns, but it is taking their approach and looking at it. Once they extended out another season on that contract, there's nothing they could have done this offseason. It's not realistic. $167 million in dead money is just not something anybody can take on. And I know if your answer is I don't care, well, that's great, but it's not practical in the slightest bit. So, like, my approach to it is I think they're actually handling this the right way. In signing Bailey Zappe and then having another quarterback in here, I think what they're telling everyone is publicly we are trying to play as nice as we can with Deshaun Watson while acknowledging that we're never going to get to a spot where Deshaun Watson actually sees the field. Have to go through four quarterbacks before you can even sniff that. And I think I don't know what other better approach they could possibly take after they find themselves so in deep with this. Now, if it was up to me, I wouldn't have put myself in this situation to begin with, but they have. And you can only respond to what they're trying to do since then. And since then, you can't just dog Deshaun Watson at every turn. It's not going to work that way. You have to give off the fronting face that you're giving him a chance. And then the hope is, if you're the Browns, that he ends up just injuring himself while rehabbing over and over and over again, the way that he injured himself for the first 3 years in a Browns uniform, and then you can collect some of the insurance payouts and you recoup some of the money in the long term.
So I think that the Browns have Bailey Zappe here for a purpose. I'm speaking to the idea, if they do think there's a way that they can get him on that field this year and that there will not be a significant reaction to it, they are wrong. No matter the contract. So I'm not just talking about when you move on from him, that kind of stuff. Like, I'm saying that whatever value you think there is in him playing this year, if that is the intention, and by the way, certainly if it's before one of the young quarterbacks or both the young quarterbacks, if that is the intention, you need to think about this a lot more than you already are, because I don't care how you spin it. I don't care how logical you try to sound. It will not be met with logic back from the fans if you try to play him this year.
I just wonder if it's all smoke and mirrors, you know, like that side of it. Like the idea that, because if you look at their actions tell you they've just continued to sign quarterbacks. And maybe, you know, I think why a lot of Browns fans are still like, oh, maybe we will see Deshaun this year, is only because it's only here where you could have a fifth string quarterback and be like, yeah, he might see the field. Because we just watched five quarterbacks see the field last year.
216-474-0092. How much Deshaun Watson can you tolerate? So to me, I'm talking about on the field, all right? I'm talking about the football player. I'm not talking about the human being. I'm talking about the circus that has come with this, not the human being. I cannot tolerate any amount of him playing this year. I have no tolerance for it. I have no patience for it. You do not have to do it. Literally, you just don't have to do it this year in any way, shape, or form. Even if you have to have him on the active roster, and then he's, meaning like he's on the 53-man, and then you have him what Houston did for a full year. He's now inactive. Cool. Do that. Because he sees the field and the bleep hits the fan. For you, how much can you tolerate?
I'm not where you're at. I'm not where you're at all. I don't feel like if he sees the field, then it's just because the season is gone anyway and they're not competitive. If you're down to your fifth quarterback, it just is what it is. And so if he sees the final three games, I'm not going to be up in arms in it. The season's cooked anyway. They're trying to play for a number one overall pick more likely than not. And it just is what it is. In fact, I'll be curious more than anything. I think my curiosity would peak into the idea that I know he's either injured or sucks. And I want to see exactly how bad it goes in those three games.
And what if he Lovie Smiths it? What if he's the guy that takes you from the first pick to the fifth pick?
Well, I think you got to figure that out very early on. If he ends up doing that, first off, that'd be so Deshaun Watson if that were to happen.
It'd be so Cleveland Browns.
Where all of a sudden he ends up for the first time in 3 years looking like a competent quarterback and then being able to finish out and play games. And if he was to do that, and if he, I don't know, found some magic, then you know what's going to happen? People like Albert Breer, who came on here a couple weeks ago and suggested that he's the best quarterback on this roster when it comes to a talent ability, they're going to start wondering if he still does have some of that left in him.
Dan in Northfield, welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for us?
Just bear with me for 1 second. I used to record Days of Our Lives when I was younger, and I was into it, you know. And this is a soap opera. This is a soap opera. And I say now at this point that we're at, put Deshaun on, get your money's worth, see what he can do. Let him pay his debts.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I mean, in fairness, I think this is less, and thank you, buddy. I think this is less about his debts and more about the Browns' debt.
Yeah, the Browns owe him money right now.
I think with Dan, I understand kind of what I think Dan is hinting at beyond the where you're taking it. Like, to me, I don't feel like Deshaun owes me anything because I've closed the chapter in the book. But I do think the Browns owe fans something, which is to not open that book back up. Is that savvy?
I mean, I maybe that's what he's getting at. I thought what Dan was striving at was the idea that if you're already paying this man X amount of money to be on the roster, why are you going out there and paying more people to then go ahead and try to play the position? You have an asset or a player on the team that you're already paying more than anybody else. Just get your money's worth.
And I would say getting them, they can't recoup the asset. They can't repay the debt. There's nothing you can do this year. The only thing you can do is extend this a little bit more, at which point do you trust, let's say Deshaun gets six games. Let's say he looks reasonably well, all right? It doesn't look like Houston, but he looks like, let's say, there's a 2023 Deshaun before the injury, all right? You going to go and put him out there for the full season? You going to let him lead the starting thing in 2026?
No, they're not going to, but they might actually then, if he looks as good as you're saying, they might consider it for him to be the backup quarterback the following year.
Yeah, there's no need for any of that, in my opinion. Everybody can have their own opinion. I don't need any of that. And by the way, I don't think there's anything reasonably he can do. There's no reason to believe now, 6 years removed, at least 5 years, going on 6 years removed, that Houston Deshaun's anywhere in there. Abner on West Boulevard, what you got for us?
Good Lord, gentlemen. Let me start off by saying this. In the case of Peterlin, I heard Peterlin say he was curious. Well, let me tell you something about curiosity, Peterlin.
It killed the
curiosity
cat.
Curiosity is what leads humans to discovery. But in the Browns' case, it led us to failure. What do you mean, Abner, by failure? Well, let me tell you, Peterson, this is on the subject of Deshaun Watson. We let Baker Mayfield go, who is an absolute dog. If he puts up another phenomenal season, he is a top eight quarterback. So we let go a top eight quarterback because we were, quote unquote, curious. And thought we could do better, but were we wrong? So let me tell you something. I'm gonna tie things up.
Abner,
here.
It's not a one for one. And also, curious is not. I think you're reading too much into that. There, it's not that deep with this.
Curiosity or your curiosity?
No, the Browns.
No, I was asking Peterlin.
Go ahead, Abner. Go off.
And both the Browns, maybe not so much you, Peterlin, but maybe I'm just reflecting on you. But it's okay. You know, Peterlin, you know I like you. You know I would never do something like that. But anyways, Peterlin, watch how I tie this in here, Peterlin.
Yeah.
We have the Browns, OSU versus Texas. We have, you know, rumors that maybe Arch Manning might come to the Browns or be drafted by the Browns. I leave you with this. If the Browns draft one more quarterback and it does not work out, stop drafting quarterbacks. Why? Because we drafted Johnny Manziel, who's considered one of the best ever in college football. Why? Because we drafted Baker Mayfield, who's considered one of the best in college football. If we mess up this draft again with a quarterback, stop drafting. You're not meant to.
But we traded with Deshaun, so we can't draft or trade quarterbacks. How are we going to acquire a quarterback?
Got to sign him.
But I hear rumors we're going to get Drew Allen. I hear rumors that, hell, if Arch Manning is available and we can get him, we're going to get him. My point is, if we have another high pick and we get another quarterback and it doesn't work out, stop, because you're not meant to draft. You can't develop quarter. It's like a big man. If a big man for years and years keeps shooting the three, but he can't shoot the three, at some point, stop shooting the three. Just draft a quarterback. You're meant to. There's always great quarterbacks on the market that you can get that are seasoned veterans.
There really is not.
The Browns can't develop. There
All
really
right.
are. If you.
Abner, we appreciate you. This was like a Dion Waiters night at the queue. We appreciate you. High volume shooter. Got a lot there. Had a couple analogies. Had a couple tangents. Big takeaways. Recap them.
Of Abner?
Yeah.
Ball knower.
Said your name a lot.
Ball knower right there, that Abner.
Said your name a lot.
Absolute ball knower.
The more somebody says your name within something,
yeah,
the more they're going right at you, right? Like Peterlin. Hey, Peterlin. A couple times he said Peterson, I'm pretty sure.
He did a couple times,
I think,
yeah.
He might have said Pearson once. Like, there was a
we've
lot
known
there.
Abner. We've known Abner for a long time. He's a good guy.
Any thoughts on the content of his call, though?
How about your thoughts on the content of his call?
I believe he was talking to Pearson. And Peterlin.
I got a DM. Somebody says I should call you Nick Scholes with the Chloe thing.
Also, who came in the studio and talked about?
I did.
Mac. All right, Mac. Recap the Choli incident that you got, the text.
Yeah, so I texted my cousin named Chloe and asked her, have you ever had your name pronounced Choli before? And she said, too many times to count, but usually as a joke.
But not all the time.
But always as a joke, right?
No. Usually as a joke.
Why are you and smiling right now?
Because I'm trying to help you avoid the Choli problem.
It's not a problem. There's no way it's a problem. Now, as a joke, I hadn't considered the as a joke part of this.
This is why we don't name kids Dolores either, because it rhymes a little too much with something else.
Yeah. No, we know what it rhymes with. What do you mean to respond to that with?
I'm making the comparison. Choli, Chloe, you're going to get it. Well, no, you're not going to get it. You're dooming her to get it. Is it hype or do you just trust the Manning brand? That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.